So how have you been doing during this whole shelter in place?
Well, you know what? I mean, I've been freaking going on tour so much like the last 20-some years. So this is kind of scary, you know, just because I travel all these places. So I'm basically in the last, like, you know, I've been to every single major airport in a lot of different countries around this whole world. So, I mean, the week before it hit, I was in every single U.S. main terminal, main hub airports. Like, I've been to all the hot spots. So,
wow.
And I've gotten sick too, and the same symptoms and everything. You know what? I don't know if I got it and it's gone now or what, but yeah, I had some, you know, it was just kind of scary because I'd been to all those airports and I was getting sick and kind of, you know, puking and all this crazy stuff. So I'm good now, but I had showed a lot of symptoms.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you're doing okay. You never got tested for that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been in the hospital like 3-4 times. I have this hereditary thing called psoriasis. So, yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's good. It's good now. It just kind of flailed up for a minute there. Kind of scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And so I was just, I was diagnosed like that every time. Like, you know, I'd come back and go, are you guys sure about this? And then I got checked by a doctor. He's a trauma surgeon. His wife's a nurse. She said that, she's like, yeah, you're good. You know, you're breathing well. Everything's fine. Your temperature's good. And I was like, okay, cool. That's awesome news. So I'm still here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I saw that you had that inspirational message back when this all just started. So and I was just reading the comments and a lot of the fans just felt like you really cared. And it you know, did a lot to lift morale. So thank you for doing that.
No problem. I mean, it's really scary, you know. It really is kind of scary. I mean, it's a beautiful day here in California. It's been so mellow. I mean, there's not a lot, of people going around, but everybody's wearing their masks and stuff. I don't know how it is for you guys right now, but it's pretty mellow here.
Yeah. It's kind of nice. I mean, it's on one hand, it's scary because, like, you're almost like hiding from something you can't see. But it's encouraging to see how the earth is healing itself by us just taking a break.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say earlier. It's just like it's kind of like a awesome break, but kind of freaky awesome break, you know?
So, yeah.
It's a weird awesome break for me and probably for a lot of other people that work their butts off all the time.
Are you going stir crazy or are you kind of restoring?
Yeah, I've caught a couple of cabin fever episodes. Me and my roommate, we've yelled at each other. We've almost gotten like a wrestling match in the backyard, but
that didn't happen.
Yeah, the dogs are kind of tripping. Like, why are you home, man? Like, you're always gone. You're never here. What are you doing here still? You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Washing your hands. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say there's that joke that the dogs are all happy that they think we quit our jobs to be with them, but the cats all think we got fired like they knew we would.
Yeah. Well, we don't got any cats, but we got a couple dogs, little bitty suckers.
Aww.
And greatest guard dogs ever, but yeah, they're kind of weird. They're weirding out. They're like, aren't you supposed to be going somewhere?
What are you doing to keep yourself from going crazy?
I really kind of like to just, you know, put on my shoes and just go for like a nice walk.
Mm-hmm. Well,
play some guitar, write some songs, you know, just try to isolate and not, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just, you can't see it. So, hey man, I don't know.
I kind of figured that this time where everybody's sheltered in, we're probably going to be seeing a bunch of amazing art because people now have time to focus on it.
You know what? That's absolutely totally correct. I mean, there's tons of artists that are just probably like me, just I wake up and get a little bit of food, and then, you know, pick up a guitar and a piece of paper and a pencil, and, you know, start writing or start drawing or, you know, whatever. I'm trying to just do some kind of artistic thing, and it, you know, it's helping the time pass.
Yeah. Do you think you'll be releasing what you write, or is it kind of just for you?
If it's good and it's undeniable, it will be released. There's so many songs that haven't been released from over the years that didn't make the records that are just still pretty badass songs that were recorded and produced, like, you know, very professionally. And
so why is that? Like, you just had to cut them for time, or?
Excuse me, what's the question?
Why have those songs not been released? Did you just have to kind of cut them for time and space on the record?
Yeah, it's like for an LP, it's like I think it's 11 or 12 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually put, like, you know, we'll put a couple extra ones on there, but there's still a lot of songs that were recorded, you know, that I took a lot of time on every single part, you know, and just doing it the right way. Yeah, so there's a bunch of songs that aren't, you know, I'll keep releasing them.
Good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I'll just keep writing. I'll keep writing and I'll keep recording.
Good. And that's the best thing your fans could ever hear. So I've been enjoying your new album. When did it come out? Was it September? Like towards the end of last year?
Yep.
Yeah, I love your album. So I'm glad I get
Thank
to
you.
Finally interview you about it. Like, what went into it? Like, you know, where were you getting the inspiration?
A whole lot of blood, sweat, and beers. But yeah, it's just took a long time just because I was running around with the wrong crowd. I had to
mm-hmm.
change my playmates and playgrounds.
Yeah.
And I had to kind of switch a roof. Had some shady, shady people. So they're all gone now. And once all those people were gone, you know, it was game on. Let's get this record out.
Good. That really says a lot about how someone else could drag you down so much.
Yeah.
So
it's
I'm
usually,
glad you
usually a facetious, vindictive woman.
Ah, yeah. Yoko
yeah.
Ono.
It's probably worse than that.
Yikes. So, a little sidebar, have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
I did. That's so great.
Yeah, so it just makes me think of that situation. Like, you just, it's amazing how toxic someone can be, and, you know, it's hard to recognize when you're in it. So, you know, you should
yeah.
be proud of moving on.
Yeah, I'm actually proud that I'm just alive, honey.
Well, we are too. I'm happy you're alive.
There's some weird people trying to actually seriously, like, fucking, excuse me. I've had some people attempt to take my life.
Yikes.
Three or four or five times. I don't even know. But yeah, I'm just happy to be alive.
Yikes. Well, I'm happy you're alive too, and with the right people. Was there anything significant that kind of led you to this whole major change, and, you know, getting away from those people into the right people?
Yeah, you know, but it definitely was the divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
It was a combination of, you know, my awesome family that loves me, and some really cool, you know, nice judges and stuff that, you know, were like, well, this is, you know, this is the end here. This is the end for you. On, you know, you got to grow up now. So I always like to say that Judge Korn with the KORN saved Puddle of Mud. So extra, read all about it. Judge Korn saved Puddle of Mud. That's what I picture a newspaper looking like.
That's pretty awesome.
Like getting out of, like, rehab with my hands in the air like Superman or something.
I'll make sure that's the title of this interview.
Judge Korn saves Puddle of Mud.
Is that a backwards
that.
R? I want to make sure I spell it right.
I was actually thinking about that when I was incarcerated. I was like, it's so awkward. It's so funny because I've been on tour with Korn before, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, Korn saves mud.
They're my favorite. I got to see them last August, and it was such a like bucket list thing for me. I was screaming like a schoolgirl when I was taking pictures. So they're awesome. I can see they've saved a lot of people.
Yeah, they are. They're a great band. I've been listening to them my whole life. I love them to this day. I'll always love them. And you know. And I've had a great time with them on tour and off tour as well. And Jonathan is kind of a pretty big inspiration as well because, you know, he back in the day, he's been clean for, I don't even know, like 20-something years or something.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's been like, okay, if he can do this, you know, I could definitely do this, you know.
Yeah, I read Head's first book. I think he has like 3 out now.
Okay.
And it's not like I'm not, you know, facing those same demons or anything, but it was definitely inspiration for my own stuff.
Yeah. No, that's so. It's wild. You would never think, you would totally just think that Jonathan would just be like totally hammered, wasted, but he was sober the whole time that I was on tour with him, and sure, he still is today.
Yeah. That's great, though. I'm glad that they have like such a reach because it's kind of crazy to think how you're just doing what you love, but it connects with so many people and how big of a platform and reach you have to touch other people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a big responsibility too. Because music saves people's lives. I mean, it saved my life time and time again, and bands come up and, you know, we'll break down. I mean, grown adult men, you know, we break down and just cry and thank me and be like, "Well, you saved my life, man. Like, this song saved my life."
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you know, and I sometimes I'd have a little tear and, you know, it was a bro hug and a high five. And, you know, and the family members were all kind of teary eyed too. Cause you know, there was some people get into some bad positions in their life, you know, if you have a chance to get to look back at it and slightly laugh or cringe at the way you were and you're still alive, that's a good plus sign right there for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not, like, I don't think I've had any situations in my personal life where I'm like, wow, how did I survive that? But I'm just glad I did get through some of the shit I did and that it was before social media.
Yeah. It's weird, you know. You're like, "Hey, I consider. I don't even have enough fingers to count how many times my life has been saved." getting out of a certain kind of an incident, you know, in a vehicle or something, is just amazing. Like,
oh,
wow,
yeah,
I should be
like,
dead. Like, wow,
yeah, you're like, dead. I don't even know how I got home. Yeah.
How am I not dead? Well, hey, man, we're still breathing. We're still doing good.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, you said it's divine intervention that brought you out of that and just kind of connecting how some of your music has saved other people's lives. So it seems like it's one of those things where it's like you definitely have a purpose and you're living up to it and touching the right people that you need to, and so you're kind of protected, sort of.
Yeah, and the fans have saved my life. I mean, they gave me a lot of drive to, you know, to get better. And, you know, it really did. They saved my life. I saved their lives. And, you know, we're saving each other's lives together. It's really special, you know. I mean, I love all the fans, and just I'm happy that it reaches them, you know.
Yeah. I saw you came to Jacksonville, North Carolina about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was just good to see you just happy.
Yeah.
Like, you just looked like you were doing really well. Like, it was a great show. One of my favorites.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep rocking it and keep going. I don't know what's going to happen with this whole thing, you know, this virus thing.
Yeah. No, and that's as hard as the uncertainty. And I was just going to ask you, like, what does it look like for you when this is over? But, you know,
hopefully
not that we really know.
I don't know what they're going to do about concerts and stuff. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I don't know, but we shall see.
Yeah. How soon? Do you guys have any plans yet to hit the road, or is it just kind of everything is on hold until?
Everything is on hold.
Oh, man, that's frustrating.
Yep, it's just kind of like, okay, everybody take a break. Everybody's on hold for a minute. Like, okay, I'll be on hold. I'll be raising my hand. am I included in we could be on hold? I'd be the first one to go like, great, I'm going home.
Yeah, it's important to rest, too.
Oh, yeah, it's good for the vocals.
Yeah. So what, besides, like, how are you keeping in touch with friends and family while you're somewhat isolated?
FaceTime or, you know. FaceTime them or just call them or just text them and stuff, you know. They're still, everybody's still A-okay over there. I think Kansas City, I think they can go to, like, restaurants and stuff now, like, no big deal.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, North Carolina is preparing to, we're slowly opening things up.
Yeah, my sister was a Texas Steakhouse Roadhouse thing. You know, they were like, FaceTime, and then they were like, you know, they didn't have the mask on, and you know, they're having a drink or two and some steaks. So I don't know. And she's still doing all right. So, you know, I'm a little scared to do that right now. But if it's okay, and if, you know, it's not such a big deal over there. That's good. You know.
Yeah. Well, you're in LA right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Yeah, I feel like. Different parts of the country, it's scarier, and that's definitely one of them, just the population.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know, right?
Let's go back to your most recent album. Do you have a favorite song that you did on that?
I like all of them. I really do. I think they're all really, really, really fun to play and sing, so fun play and sing and listen to. I enjoy them all, really.
Yeah, so I did too. I currently have "Uh-Oh" stuck in my head, but I loved the music video you did. Like, you just had a great sense of humor with it, and it's like just so relatable.
Yeah, everybody messes up.
Yeah,
everybody messes up. Even the best people in the world kind of I messed it up again.
Yeah, like maybe really not to that scale, but you know,
or like, you know, a baby spilling their chocolate milk on the table or something on the carpet, you know, little kids go, uh-oh. So,
yeah.
Uh-oh, Mom, I spilled my drink again.
I read another interview you did a couple months back where you kind of attributed this album to just kind of a healing time. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been just getting a lot of good rest, and you know, getting pretty mellow.
Good.
So yeah, I've been healing and resting, and you know, writing, and just kind of almost loving it right now.
Good. Yeah, it's a good time for that. Reached a lot of the questions I had. Was there anything you wanted to talk to or talk about with fans? Let them know.
Oh, you know, we'll be back touring soon as soon as we get to go to the AOK. You know, and everybody just keep safe and, you know, wash up. Wash your feet too. I like to say that. Wash your feet as well. You know. Keep your shoes on. Don't walk around barefoot like me.
What do you think about I've read articles about them, you know, wanting to open up concerts, but you're not allowed to mosh. Do you think that's possible?
The moshing has you know, declined a lot, so, you know, over the years, but there's still a couple of little pits that start up, you know. Can't help it at a festival. I don't know, I guess nobody's gonna be able to mosh, I guess. I don't know. You could just jump in a big puddle of mud and just have their mud all over them, you know, because it's like a protective armor.
There you go. I think that's the solution right there. Well, you guys have a really good social media presence. I see how just about every day you're connecting with fans and, you know, like posting old songs and everybody, their comments or how much they love that song or what it's gotten them through in their life. So I think it's great that you're taking advantage of this time while you're down to still have that connection with fans on Facebook.
Yeah, you got to. The fans, you know, there's some hardcore fans, and I love them. I love them dearly. And we'll be back out there, and just everybody just keep safe and be kind to one another. You know, everybody be kind to each other.
Yes.
You know.
I mean, we're all agitated.
Help out as much as possible.
Yeah, for sure. And what can fans do to support you guys and help you guys out?
You know, don't do anything stupid.
Just be there.
Be good. Be good, okay? Be kind to people and be good.
Okay,
take
I like
care
that.
Of yourself.
That's good. We could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else to add before we wrap up?
You know what? Keep God first place. And if you're going down the wrong path, switch paths as fast as humanly possible. And stay positive and stay healthy and strong.
That's great. So that just made me think of another question. Like what advice would you get if you're going down the right path? Like I think some people maybe don't recognize it right away until it's too late.
Sometimes when you're going down the right path, you think you're invincible, and then all of a sudden you actually switch over to the wrong path.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
Then you go, how the hell did I get back on this shitty path? So I got to get all the way back over there now, man. You know, like got to trek through the woods just to get back to the right trail.
Yeah, gotcha. So there's
smarter,
no right answer.
If you're smart, you know, you can somehow get out of a bad situation. Just run for your life. Turn around and run. Or turn around and just walk away. If somebody's bothering you, just tell them you got to go take a shit. Like, excuse me. Oh, yeah, you know what? Hey, I know we have a problem here, but I gotta take a shit. I'll be right back. And, you know, just go out the back door when the cooks come in.
That's great.
Yeah. And just walk away and get in your car and, you know, once your phone, like, rings, they're like, yeah, hi, I'm not there anymore. I'm about 30 minutes away from you now.
I'm going to use that when I go on a date, and I'm going to be like, sorry, Wes Scantlin told me that that's the right thing. So.
Yeah. Say, I gotta go to the bathroom, man. I'm about to piss my pants. I'll be right back. Just give me a second. I gotta pee. I'm gonna pee in my pants. I gotta take a shit, man. And it's like, you want me to shit in my pants? It's like, oh no. It's like, okay, good. Let me take a shit. I'll be right back. But you just don't ever come back.
Man, he must have had Mexican.
Yeah, it must have been that burrito.
Yeah, Chipotle, man, comes back in the
mess. If you could crack a real, if you can crack a rat real quick, you know, just crack a rat, you know. Hopefully it farts and stinks like crap. You're like, see, I got to go. I'm like, yeah, get out of my face. Hopefully you can, yeah, what do you call it? Smoke the room or whatever it is.
Crop dust.
Yeah, crop I just crop dusted you. Waft their way, too. Make sure you waft in their direction.
Oh, man, great advice. I think that's actually the title is Corn Saves, Judge Corn Saves, Puddle of Mud, but Puddle of Mud saves the world.
Saves the world, because that, you know, yeah. If you're in a bad situation, tell them you got to go to the bathroom.
There we go. That's perfect.
And you'll be right back, but you don't come right back.
Yeah. See, it works out.
Believe me, I've told that to people, and they have come to me and laughed their brains out. So I was in this really weird thing, and I just told this fucking dude I picked shit. She's like, yeah, he didn't even call me for like 20 minutes. She's like, I was already in my car. Like, it worked, didn't it? She's like, it worked.
Smart thinking. Well, thank you for your time today and being transparent and, you know, all the great advice. We can't wait to see you come back on tour, so we hope, you know, everything clears up so we can see you guys soon.
Right on. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys, and I hope you guys stay safe, stay clean, and, you know, and make sure you wash your feet, too.
Yes, good advice. Nobody thinks of feet.